This is a live chat with Cecilia Bartoli on NPR Music. Tom Heisinger from NPR Music here along with Robin Hilton, and we are thrilled that Cecilia Bartoli is joining us live from Zurich today. And I must say congratulations on your new CD.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really a very, very interesting project for me, yeah.
And we should mention for our listeners, if you have a question for Cecilia Bartoli, be sure to write them in the chat room on this webpage at NPR Music that you're on right now. Cecilia, let's start by talking about the title of your new record, which is called Sacrificium, or Sacrifice.
Yeah.
And what sacrifice is this referring to?
Well, this is referred to the sacrifice then of hundreds of thousands of boys in the name of music. This, we're talking about 18th century, about that period, and then in our 18th century, yes, they were used to sacrifice so many children in the name of music. Only, I just give you an example, in Italy, between 3,000 and 4,000 boys were sacrificed every year.
Now, let's get this straight right away. We're not talking about some incredible human sacrifice, but we're talking about the small boys who were at a young age castrated, and that's why they're called the castrati, is that right?
Yes, we're castrated, and probably, maybe you can explain the castration, I don't know.
it makes what me a little
mean?
Nervous.
I don't know to everybody. Yeah, it makes you nervous, okay. the castratos were the pop singer of 18th century, yes. And castratos, well, I can give you an example. So the Farinelli or Caffarelli or Senesino were really the most successful and singers, the one that had the biggest career in 18th century. And these were men singing with female voice. Yeah.
So when the young boys were castrated, that means that their voice didn't break or drop. And so they progressed and grew to have an adult-sized body, but their voices remained in that upper register.
Yes, exactly. This was the way to keep the high voice. And also for a castrato was a way to escape the poverty, you know, because most of them were coming from very poor family. And big family from Italy, you know, from the south of Italy, where family would have had, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 children, and one was sacrificed in the name of music. But in fact, the idea was to, they were hoping then the young boy were able to make a big career and save them for the poverty. I think this is, and this became really a big business in 18th century.
But, of course, there were only a handful of those who were castrated that actually made it to the big time, so to speak.
Yeah, in fact, only few of them. So the title of my new album is Sacrificium. So it's the sacrifice because, in fact, in order to get one Caffarelli or Farinelli, they had to sacrifice 4,000 boys every year, you know. This is... And this is probably is the most cruel story in the history of music.
And it's ironic, though, that the story is cruel, it's barbaric, but yet it produced some of the most gorgeous music in all of opera.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Because if you think even Handel, the fantastic, the greatest, probably one of the greatest composers of 18th century, even Handel composed the title role of Julius Caesar was sang by a castrato. So, you know, Senesino was an amazing singer. And who knows, without this fantastic singer probably we do have this music because we do have these great singers, you know, and the composer composed for them. When we're thinking about castratos, also you have to consider that these singers were not only master in the technical ability, but also they were master in the expression, in the emotion. This was a castrato, you know, a fantastic singer with so deep emotion. He was able to convey so many emotion and feelings in music, yeah.
Well, I think we should listen to an example of something from your new record, which is devoted to music that was written for the castrati. And I should remind our listeners that if you have a question for Cecilia Bartoli, she's joining us live from Zurich right now. Be sure to write your questions in the chat room on this page. And Cecilia, let's start with a little excerpt from an aria from Francesco Araya, who lived until 1770. The aria is Cadro ma qual si mira. I shall fall just as a rocky, a part of a rocky summit falls. And this has been described as the most difficult Baroque aria ever written. And I'm wondering if you think that that's true.
Well, I will say then it is, well, if you hear this piece, definitely doesn't really sound that easy. but it's difficult. Well, you have to always keep in mind, and then castrati were men. So, and when I'm saying men, means then they had really the capacity of oxygen they had in the lungs is definitely for a man, it's bigger than a woman. So for a woman is always a challenge. And when I'm saying that, since as a woman myself, I'm not a castrato, that's definitely, so I had to really to control breathing, you know, the breath control. It's imperative in order to perform this music.
All right, let's hear a little bit of the aria from Cecilia Bartoli's Sacrificium, the aria Cadro ma qual si mira, and it's Cecilia Bartoli with us live today from Zurich. Now, can you just roll out of bed every morning and sing like that?
Well,
it sounds incredibly hard to do.
Well, it's clear. Of course, it's hard. But I tell you, this aria, which was sang by Farinelli, and when we're talking about, I mean, Farinelli, Caffarelli, so really they were the greatest, probably, castratos of 18th century. But it's true, it's a difficult piece. But honestly, I have to say that this was composed by Araya, Francesco Araya, which we don't know this composer, but also is quite neglected. But it's, I think, deserved more attention, Araya, like other composers from that period. But what I would love to add, then the real difficulty of singing this music is more in the pathetic aria, you know, the lyric, the dramatic arias. These are, I think, for me, are more difficult to perform because you have to control the emotion. And this is, as a human being, is more difficult to control that, yeah.
And we'll listen to some of that music from your CD coming up in a little bit. But we have quite a few questions coming in from our listeners already, Cecilia. And Robin Hilton from NPR Music is here with me. Robin, what are you reading so far?
Got a number of questions related to your research in this music, wondering approximately how many arias did you go through before ending up with this current collection, and maybe you could talk about where or how you discovered this music.
Yes, this music, I start really making research since a long time ago, actually. It's not the first time that I'm doing music which was written for castratos, because also years ago I have done a project which was called Opera Proibita, and it's a sacred music by Handel, by Scarlatti, you know, and arias from oratorio, and and arias which were performed by castratos, you know. And so I'm not it's not the first time that I'm approaching this repertoire, but it's true then I was so interested to learn more about the school of than the castrato they had. And then and the major school in Italy in the 18th century, that we really had two big schools. One was in Bologna and was in Naples. So, and I decided to concentrate more myself and my research in Naples. And then the composer from that region, and then, well, the Napoletani school, I will say. And in Naples, in the conservatory, San Pietro Maiella, I also found great music from Porpora. So, but I also did research around Europe in other libraries. Even in Vienna, I found some music which was composed for Farinelli by Caldara. And yeah, I decided to, yeah, this was a little bit the idea. So I went through several operas from different composers and who composed for the Napoletani school, and I had to choose, of course, because this is the difficulties, you know, to when you make a recording, you have to choose 80 minutes of music maximum. You cannot put more than that. So, and I try to to show a little bit of the variety. So between one composer and the other, between the voice of Farinelli and that one of Caffarelli, one or Porporino or Salimbeni. So I had to do a little bit of decision about variety, also in the instrumentation. This is a long process, but it's very joyful one, yeah.
Sounds like you have to do a little bit of musical archaeology and digging up these old scores. Robin, do we have some other questions coming in for Cecilia Bartoli?
Yeah, a number of people have written in asking about the artwork on the album. They find very compelling. And if you could describe yes. The artwork or just give us the background on it. Some love it, some not
sure.
So much.
Yes. No. Well, I have to explain. First of all, it's the title, Sacrificium. It's clear that, as I explained before, 4,000 boys every year were sacrificed in the name of music in Italy. And it's clear then with a title like that, you cannot put yourself with a nice, beautiful smile. It makes not really no sense. So, so I got the inspiration from the cover through the music and through the role then the every castrato, many of castrato, they were playing on stage. So castrato were Roman hero, for instance. When you think Julius Caesar of Handel was sang by a castrato, the title role. So, and I decided to look really for the Roman statues or Greek statues, you know, old statues, and with the sex damaged, because most of the statues are damaged because to show the sex was always a taboo. So, and as I said also before, castrato were men singing with female voice. So, and that's why I decided to have a man sculpture, yes, on the cover. Yeah.
Some people have been writing and saying that it kind of it's kind of a creepy, it's kind of a strange look that kind of turns them off. And we have others who are arguing that they think it's really lovely to see your beautiful head and your beautiful face kind of put on these old black veined marble statues of men in actually in the nude.
Well, men, because castrato were men singing. I tell you, even something very interesting: men singing a female role also on stage. So they were used to be hero, Greek hero, I don't know, king, or one night, and then another night were queen, you know. And they really had to even wear female costumes. So they were female, so a character on stage. So the ambiguity was very strong. And I think this is, so I decided to follow a little bit the historical steps, you know.
You're listening to live chat with Cecilia Bartoli, who joins us from Zurich. I'm Tom Heisinger, along with Robin Hilton. It's NPR Music. We're glad to have you along. If you have questions for Cecilia Bartoli, join the chat room on this page and type them in. Cecilia, you were talking earlier about how those rapid-fire runs and all that fireworks and tempestuous fioritura, that was actually easier for you to do than some of the more introspective music. And I thought let's listen to some now. And from Nicola Porpora, this is Parto ti lascio o cara, which is actually kind of a farewell from one lover to another. Let's listen to it, and we'll have you talk about it in a moment. Cecilia Bartoli singing from her new record, Sacrificium, and music from Nicola Porpora, who was a key figure in the writing of music for the castrato singers and as a music teacher. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. He was the teacher, the voice teacher of Farinelli, of Caffarelli, and Salimbeni, other great castratos of that period, yeah.
So what is difficult about singing that excerpt that we just heard? I heard in there a really big leap from low to high, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, this was this aria was performed by Caffarelli, you know. Caffarelli, and the real name was Gaetano Majorano. So Caffarelli was a castrato who had a flexible voice, but compared to Farinelli, I think Caffarelli was more gifted in the high register. I will say in the soprano register. So, and this aria is a very pathetic aria. So it's a very, and I will say it's more difficult in a way to perform this aria, because this is, if you think, is a dramatic piece, and I think in every life of a castrato, they had a really dramatic private life, I would say, because for them was impossible, so was forbidden to marry. So and also they had, for the one who they didn't really had a career, so the majority actually, they really had miserable lives, because the society didn't really accept them, so because they were considered no men, no women, you know. I think, this is, and when you listen to this music and you think, wow, this is every, you know, castrato had a really personal drama. So, but they were probably the one who they were really had the possibility to convey the drama into the music, and been better than anybody else, I think. And it is, if you think all of this thing, I mean, it's hard to keep singing, you know, without, you know, being emotionally, affected, yeah.
Do you think the composers knew that these singers had their own emotional turmoil inside, and so they would be a perfect, you know, vehicle to be able to express those super wide ranges of emotions in the music?
I think the composer realized, I mean, listening to this music, it's quite clear that the composer were quite aware of the this amazing thing that they had in front of them, you know, and they composed this wonderful music. Yes, because they had the singer who were able to sing it, yeah.
Cecilia Bartoli is joining us live from Zurich today. This is NPR Music. I'm Tom Huizinga, along with Robin Hilton, and we're taking questions from folks in the live chat room. Robin, what do you have coming up here?
A number of questions about, historical questions about the castratos. One is, was this only a phenomenon in Italy, or was it all over Europe? And also, how would you distinguish the sound of the castrato from the modern-day countertenor or soprano?
The majority of the castrati were castrated in Italy, I mean, and that were also where the big business starts really in Italy. And just to, I think, to go back to the castrato, I think, and countertenors, well, I really hope that countertenors are not castrati, so definitely. and they sing with a totally, with a different technique. And I think no one today has a castrato voice, and then hopefully, and but we do have the music, and which was written for them, and I think a person who has a sensitivity, who loves this repertoire, and has the you know the sensitivity to perform this repertoire. I mean, this is it's the person who has to sing this repertoire, and then this can be a countertenor or a mezzo, or you know, I think this is the key thing is to really feel this music and bring back the emotion, I think, yeah.
When you're making this record, Ms. Bartoli, are you thinking of trying to sing it as somehow putting yourself back in time as a castrato, or are you singing it as Cecilia Bartoli? I mean, we don't really know what those castrato voices sounded like in their prime, do we?
Yeah, it's true. We don't know. We do have a document of a recording of a castrato who was singing in the choir of the 16th Chapel in Rome, and the name was Moreschi. But the quality of the sound is very poor. But still, you can hear Moreschi voice, and then the Moreschi voice sounds more like a female voice than a male voice, definitely. And I think today it's clear that this music I have to perform with the instrument I have. I cannot. This is the only instrument I have, and this is the instrument I have to use. But definitely, I think what it's important is to serve the music and to really try to be close as much as possible to what the composer composed, I think. And this is what we can do today, I think.
Cecilia, I read that you, when you were making this record, that you were thinking about Michael Jackson. Why was that?
Well, no. When I did this record, no, and I found some parallel with the fact that Farinelli was the Michael Jackson of 18th century. I mean, was a pop star of 18th century, one of the greatest pop star of 18th century, and Michael Jackson definitely was the king of pop music. And I found, yes, then in fact after 300 years I realized then we still manipulate bodies in order to know to being more beautiful, more, I don't know, it's just.
You're talking about the different things that Michael Jackson did to change his looks as a sacrifice for art, perhaps? Or
yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Definitely was a sacrifice of art of trying to following a beauty, a dictated beauty. I don't know, but definitely I learned that after 300 years, I mean, we do this, and then it's clear then. 300 years ago, the young boys, they didn't really have the possibility to choose. Yeah, so, and this is probably the difference. But definitely, I found some parallels, yeah.
Robin Hilton is with me, Tom Heising at NPR Music. We're talking to Cecilia Bartoli live from Zurich, and we have a lot of questions coming in from the chat room on this page at NPR Music. Robin, you have something else?
Yeah, a number of people have been asking about how they can get into opera, or other people can. Tony writes, I've always enjoyed the music and sound of opera. I've never had an extensive knowledge or experience. What would you suggest to someone who is new listening to it and how to enjoy opera more?
Well, I think to enjoy opera more, first of all, you don't have to be afraid of going to opera. This is a point, because a lot of people, especially the young people, they think, oh, but opera, we don't understand, or maybe, oh, you need to be more cultivated, or you need to be more, you know, they're afraid, really. And I think you must go to opera. You listen to opera because opera is about is about music, about emotion. And I think everybody deserves to feel emotion, and then and just be a little bit more courageous and go and listen to concert, because you can really have a great surprise. Yes.
Robin, some other questions for Cecilia Bartoli before we let her go?
Sure. Some people have been writing about how remarkable they think your voice is. Do you have a favorite piece, and why is it meaningful to you?
A favorite piece?
Piece of music.
It's very difficult to answer that. Yes. Maybe one of my favorite composers is definitely Mozart, and I hope I will sing Mozart all my life, until the end of my life. So, and why Mozart? Because he was a genius, and I think he's one of the composers which still speak to my soul. And then what can I say? Just listen to Così fan tutte. For me, is the most beautiful opera which was composed ever, you know, and just listen to this piece and you can feel then you are immediately in another dimension, yeah.
Cecilia, the music that you have on your CD, Sacrificium, devoted to the music written for the castrati, as we talked about earlier, it's rare music, that a lot of it that you have recently discovered. 11 of the 12 tracks on the record are for the first time recorded here. Do you hope that this music lives on and that these operas will be revived, or other singers will be able to sing this material? It seems like it's very, very difficult to sing, and I wonder if there are enough people around that can actually do justice to it.
Definitely. I hope that other singer will sing this repertoire. And I tell you, and when I released the Vivaldi album in 1999, which was also music of Vivaldi, operas, arias from operas of Vivaldi, which were recorded for the first time. And after that, I know that a lot of people were more and more interested in the Vivaldi operas, and a lot of singers, they performed more the music of Vivaldi, operas of Vivaldi, arias from Vivaldi. And this is the idea, you know, is to bring back the music and make other people, other musicians, interested. And I hope this will, yes, even with this project, Sacrificium, which we do have in the deluxe edition, you know, we have two CD, one with world premiere, but then the second CD is with the hits, I will say. We have the beautiful aria Ombra Mai Fu from Serse of Handel. We have Son Qual Nave from Broski. So, and yeah, I hope that the people will be more and more interested in this kind of repertoire.
Cecilia, do you have time to answer maybe one or two more questions from our audience?
Yes, probably one more question, because I have to go. Yes,
okay, thanks. Robin,
real quickly then, do you have any plans to come to the U.S. anytime soon?
Well, to the U.S., of course I will come to the U.S. because
I think specifically to tour, I think.
Specifically to tour. Tour, no, definitely. No, tour East, West Coast. I've done my tour with Malibran, you know, and so romantic, more bel canto repertoire. I think it was 1.5 years ago, and I hope to bring this repertoire also. This baroque repertoire to the States very soon. So probably in 1 year or 1.5, 1-2 years. So this, but definitely I will come back. Yes, I have a great audience there, and they're very close to my heart. Yes.
Cecilia Bartoli, thank you so much for joining us today at NPR Music. And I know that you're on tour right now in Germany, singing the music from Sacrificium. And good luck with the rest of the tour. And thanks again for taking questions and talking for us today.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm Tom Heisinger from NPR Music, along with Robin Hilton, and we'll just listen to a little bit more of Cecilia Bartoli's new CD as we leave the live chat room today. Thank you very much for all your questions for Cecilia Bartoli, and should let you know that we'll be archiving all the chat on this page. And don't forget that you can listen to Cecilia's new CD in its entirety coming up in just a few moments on this webpage again. You can download a free track as well. And don't forget to listen to Cecilia Bartoli in conversation tomorrow morning with NPR's Scott Simon on Weekend Edition Saturday. Thanks again for joining us. Here's a little bit more of Cecilia Bartoli. This is NPR Music. Thank you.